We're about to connect you to the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast, but when it's finished, put down the device and reconnect face-to-face over some Aussie lamb. For recipe inspiration, visit australianlamb.com.au. Share lamb, not selfies.
November 2003. A fresh-faced Carrie Bickmore sits transfixed to her first ever plasma TV as Australian television history is made.
After 6 months of an incredibly grueling competition, the winner of Australian Idol 2003 is Guy Sebastian.
There was no Facebook, no Twitter, no Insta and no YouTube. So 3.3 million Australians tuned in to watch the top 12 rise up at the Opera House. Season one of Australian Idol was the best season.
The biggest season.
If that's the reason Paulini's out, I'm ashamed of myself.
Mark, shut up.
With the household names we all still remember.
Think You've told
Guy,
me many times, mate. I know.
Shannon Knoll. Yes. Think Paulini. Oh, my God.
Cosima?
Amazing. Cosima
DeVito?
See, they roll off your tongue, right?
Yeah. And now, 17 years later, with some help from our friends at Australian Lamb, Carrie had a dream.
We're going to have a reunital party, right? Reunite what? Idol Australia. It's just going to be this massive love fest.
So we tracked down Dicko.
Hello, Carrie.
Should we get Paulini back in her gold dress?
Oh, no, listen, we don't want to bring that up.
Invited Axel Whitehead.
Only requirement. You can't get your bits out, okay?
I was told that that's why I'm coming. But okay.
Got nostalgic with James Matheson.
I think I called it the winner of Australian Idol.
We're reminded of Paulini's incredible voice.
I'm a survivor, I'm gonna make it. I will survive and keep on surviving.
Locked in performances from Nosey and Millsy.
Once there's a microphone out there, I will grab it.
And offered Cosima a shot at redemption 2 decades later.
It feels fitting then, Cosima, that you should get the chance to get back up on stage and belt out some tunes. Will you come to the party and will you sing for us?
Absolutely.
So today, on the shores of Sydney Harbour, in the shadow of the Opera House, where the ghosts of screaming fans from 2003 still ring out. Welcome to Carrie and Tommy's Season 1 Reunital Party.
Australia, we are live from Sydney Harbour for our Reunital Party, all thanks to Australian Lamb. It is Carrie and Tommy!
I mean, look at this, Bickers. They said we couldn't do it. They said we'd never make it here. But all thanks to the wonderful folks at Australian Lamb. Ladies and gentlemen, we made it!
I've got to admit, I was slightly disappointed for 1 second because I did ask you to be in charge of the venue. We were going to be live from the Opera House. We're live next to the Opera House. But given the crazy weather Australia's having at the moment, you have planned the best party because we're indoors in the most beautiful place ever, looking over the harbour and the Opera House. So props to you, Tom Little.
Yes, and we have the view of a lifetime of the Corona cruise ship, which is right there. They're a sneeze away from infecting us all. What an exciting time to be alive.
The only person sick in this trio at the moment is you, so I would stay quiet about that.
Hey, Bickers, should we go through the guest list?
Oh, my God. Where should we start? Should we start at the top?
Start at the back and go forwards. No, start at the top.
Started from the bottom. Now we're at the top. Shannon Knoll. My God. Just missed out on winning. Will he be the winner today?
I mean, we've also got a guest who hasn't been seen in a forum like this without her nodules for a long time. Ladies and gentlemen, Cosima DeVito is here!
We have a man who said that he said the winner of Australian Idol is... he'll get a chance at redemption as well. James Matheson joining us.
Yeah! Let's get stuck into the show.
I want to get stuck into the show so we can bring out our first guest, one that I'm almost most excited for because he's the ultimate entertainer. Yes. He's got such a smooth voice.
Is this the one that you said just before had sexy eyes but don't tell him?
Okay, stop. Sure.
Is this the one that you said you're hot for?
No, it's
and then that
okay,
you, and then that you, as
song.
You walked in, you had a wardrobe malfunction accidentally.
We're going to get into all of it just after this. It is Carrie and Tommy live from Sydney Harbour.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Country, we are live from Sydney Harbour for Carrie and Tommy's reunited party. All thanks to Aussie Lamb. Share Lamb, not selfies. Reconnect face to face this summer over some Aussie Lamb.
That's almost as loud as the applause you got, Millsy, on the steps of the Opera House. Yeah,
Guys, it's thank you very much. I'm actually, to be honest, I'm feeling pretty nervous.
It could be
because of the attire that I'm wearing. I'm wearing the T-shirt over the shirt, really taking people back to 2003.
You know, it's funny you mention that because as I saw you step on stage, I was like, what is he wearing?
Remember that was the...
I do now that you've mentioned
it. I got up this morning, I was like, what do I wear? I was like, I got it.
Well, back then, weren't the T-shirts and the shirts attached to each other?
Yeah, and there was
as
also
a woman,
the...
you'd have a jumper and a shirt underneath, but they'd be sewn together.
Correct, but we were creating fashion back then. some call me forward-thinking or a fashionista.
There were also some words that we couldn't say on radio. do you remember when they took that look of one look sewn into the other too far, where they made the jeans that had box shorts?
No, they
didn't. So you looked like a homie?
No, I don't remember them. Did
no,
you have
just
them?
Me?
You had them, didn't you?
Nah.
This is a reunital party. We are reuniting people from season one of Australian Idol. Mm. Who have you already been reunited with since arriving?
Well, a few people backstage, but also I've just walked in. I saw my mate Big Stew. He's in the audience right there.
Stew Campbell.
We're in the top 40 together. Stu then went on and did a bunch of radio stuff. He's still performing up in Queensland. He is one of the greatest, I've got to say, Neil Diamond impersonators.
Oh, really? Well, we're going to have to get that later.
And if there is anything that our hit music station loves, it is a bit of Neil Diamond.
Can I say
that
I hosted the project with your gorgeous girlfriend, Georgie, last night, who is just adorable. And when I went home and I was chatting to my partner, Chris, about it, he said, do you want to know a little fun fact about those two?
Well, she loves fun facts as well, so that's
he
good.
He works, I mean, it's not so much a fun fact, but just really embarrassing for you. Hang on,
for the guy with a T-shirt over his shirt.
He works where Georgie works, and he said that he often sees you two together doing some excessive PDA that you love a passion in the foyer of the ABC.
Is that weird?
I'd be totally weird, mate.
I love a government-funded passion.
I think PDAs are fine. I mean, we've been together a year and a half now. I don't want to stop.
If you guys like
PDA, it's Valentine's Day this weekend.
Millsy has just offered to hook up with anyone in the audience.
Georgie's in Melbourne, so it's fine. Yeah.
So what are you going to sing for us today?
I'm going to take you back. Oh, good segue.
Yeah.
With a bit of Noiseworks, Take Me Back.
Oh, my God.
It's something I sang in Aussie Week that week. But I'm also going to segue into a little song, which I'm hoping we can all sing along together.
I was going to say, that's not what's on my run sheet.
No, because what's on our run sheet is very ambitious.
But that's right. Is it going to go into that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, the song you're going to go into was sung by the winner.
Because
don't give it away.
Well, I'm just saying it's a big thing to do early on.
We'll see.
Oh, are you scared we might have peaked?
Well, I'm just scared that when Guy rocks up, he'll be like, Millsy's already done my song.
Is he coming?
Well, not once you do his song, he won't.
No. It might be like Beetlejuice, where if we sing his song three times, he turns up. Okay, that was a niche reference that nobody got.
Good. I like that.
Between that and Neil Diamond, where can hear radios going on.
2003 reference, was it? All right.
With our first Oz Idol season one performance, ladies and gentlemen, would you please give it up for Millsy?
Dreams. So take a step back, it's for a little while, we'll find it there. It's something that I can't explain, so I remain trapped inside, still holding strong. Take me back to you.
Come on.
When I see you're the answer to my prayer. Oh, and if you could feel the tenderness I feel, you would know, it would be clear that there you go, guys.
Amazing.
Rob Millsy-Mills.
That's why I didn't win the show with that song.
Live from Australia, for Australian land, we are in Sydney Harbour this afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. Our next guest, Millsy.
That was
about
amazing.
To be reunited with, I think, the glue that held the show together. Please welcome, kids in tow, James Matheson.
He's just done school pickup, so thank you so much, James. Your gorgeous little one standing there side of stage.
Oh, my goodness, goosebumps hearing that from Millsy.
Mate, I haven't played the guitar in about 6 months. I picked up this morning. I was like, yeah, I could probably learn that in the time frame.
Yeah,
how are you, mate?
Couldn't tell. Couldn't tell at all.
You've got to give me time to
learn. How's the electricity in the room?
Was your life 2003 here now with your little munchkins? That was all pre them.
Yeah, I mean, things were very different back then for all of us. Mm. I mean, Millsy, that was a very big year for everyone, you know.
Oh, I was 21. How old were you back then?
Probably 24 or 25. Yeah. There was lots of.
Hosting a national TV show?
We were young.
How stressful for that? That was one of the biggest shows. Hearing back that 3.3 million people watched that finale. I mean, TV shows would die for those kind of ratings.
I don't think that many people watch TV in an entire week in Australia.
I know. It's crazy. Could you sense that?
No, I don't think so until that final night when we got to the Opera House, which we can pretty much see from here, and we were like, oh, okay, this is big. You know, there were people queuing up all the way down the boulevard. And
did you get nervous?
Yeah, I was shit myself.
Were you?
A little bit, yeah.
I was
surely you were nervous performing.
I was. We as part of the top 12, we had to do a couple of group numbers throughout the night, and there's nothing as scary as looking out into the opera. It's the first time I'd ever been on a plane, actually, before Idol.
No.
So, yeah, I'd never been on a plane before. So everything was brand new for me. I was super wide-eyed 21-year-old. So, yeah, it was super daunting and also super special to be part of the Opera House. Sydney Opera House is a super iconic venue.
Millsy's dancing is something you never forget as well.
What was your dancing? Know? I remember the
Melbourne two-step. There's a lot of that.
Was it the after-party dancing or what he used to do on stage?
No, what he used to do on stage.
I used to commit, though.
Okay, show us a bit. How do we not remember that?
A little bit of
You're on stage all the time now.
I have learned a little bit more about choreography and how to move a little bit. Have you seen any of the stage shows I've been in?
Yeah, heaps of them.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thank you.
Saw that one where you were the guy, popular
doing
guy,
the thing, doing the thing,
and went through a transformation.
Yeah.
Love that.
Thank you for following my musical theatre career.
Do you know it's the first time I've seen you blush, Millsy? Your dancing has really embarrassed you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not a great dancer.
Don't you have to be a great dancer in musical theatre?
He can do it all.
I'm a smart mover. I can pick up the corrie.
I do always have this thought when I see someone that does musical theatre and they can sing, they can dance. You've got a great personality. When you were singing, I know a lot of people were like, oh, that's beautiful and great. My thought is, you're a prick. Because you have so many talents that I'm like, share it around a bit.
You can do the stuff.
No, I can't do the stuff.
He can't sing, mate.
Matto.
I've seen him on an dance floor.
Jealousy is the thief of joy. you want to have nothing but excitement and love when you see the people you care about excel. Can I ask you guys a question? Like, you were heavily into the show, is that right, Karen? Mm. You know what? I've never seen the show. Because it was live, we were always on it. I've never actually watched
the show. Let's get together. And we will watch the show together.
He's a lock-in, guys.
Oh, let's watch the finale together. That's fun.
We'll live tweet. It'll be epic.
No, they didn't have Twitter back then.
Okay, sure.
Yep, no live tweeting.
What about the... I know that there's an Australian Idol Moments DVD floating around.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon you could get through that?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I've got a copy at home.
Yeah. I'm still selling them from the boot of my car.
We've got Cosima DeVito coming up later on. Oh. You were here the night that she had to announce that she was pulling out of a show. Given you know, Millsy, what it would have been like, the journey you'd been on to get to that point, how do you think it'll be for her coming here today and getting a chance to sing, you know, to sing again the song that she had to pull out
Well, first of all, she was disqualified from the show. So I didn't finish fifth. I finished fourth. Because, so just bumps me up a little bit. No. I love girls as much as she does. I think she's going to be incredibly nervous as well. But she's been performing ever since then. And she has got one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. So you're in for a treat, listeners and people here tonight.
Matho,
yes, Tom.
Can I ask you a slightly controversial question?
Absolutely.
And please don't let the fact that Millsy is sitting here, please don't let that sway your answer.
It never would.
Because obviously there was a winner. Yes. Guy was the winner of season one. But you saw the whole show in its entirety. Who would be your winner? If you could pick whoever you want to have won the season, who would it have been?
The Pete the Farmer?
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
I can't believe you did that when Mills is right.
Mills is
genuine top five material, everyone goes, Knowlesy was robbed. It's going, yeah, maybe. But did you see Guy Sebastian do When Doves Cry?
Oh, yeah. In that fur, was it a fur coat or something? Faux fur.
Watch that on YouTube and then you'll be like, okay, no. Like, right guy. If you can pull that off.
17 years on, you look at what he's achieved and he is more incredible than ever and you look back and go, that was the right decision.
But we've really pulled out all the stops, haven't we? Millsy, Cosima DeVito, James Matheson.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the other guy. Andrew G.
This is how we roll, mate. Andrew G
doesn't exist.
All right. And also, it's sponsored by a lamb company, so probably. Yeah.
Barry and Tommy.
Yeah. I'm only here because I'm being paid in Kofka.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, we are live from Sydney Harbour for the reunited party. All thanks to Australian Lamb, bringing Australia together, chop by chop.
Sorry, I've got my mouth full.
What are you smashing down, Bickers?
It's a lamb sausage roll.
It's a lamb roll. Good stuff.
I'm about to make my way through an entire platter here.
I know.
This is the best this afternoon.
We've got heaps of special guests coming up, but for the people here at the party, we also have a special treat up next. We are going to get someone up on stage and we're going to get them involved in a game which will have a prize that will echo around Australia. So stay tuned. That's up next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are live from Sydney Harbour for our reunited party, all thanks to Australian Lamb, bringing Australia together chop by chop.
It's
Carrie and
hard
Tommy.
Hard not to feel as good as hell when you're here at this party.
Oh, my God, so much still coming up. Knowlesy, Cosima, but right now...
It's game time.
It's game time. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sarah up here. Now,
how are you, Sarah?
I'm good, thank you.
To play this game, though, we've got to do a couple of fun things. Okay. We tried this before the show and it was lots of fun. So now it's your turn. We've got to blindfold you and put some headphones on you, okay? So we're going to do that.
Do I have to take my clothes off?
If you want, but that's not part of the game.
I think that's for the after party. This is a game. It's called, just before we put the blindfold on, we will, you can put the blindfold
around the right way.
Just before we put the headphones on, the game is called What's Sarah Touching? And we're going to put an object in front of you. We're going to give you about 50 seconds. And then once, Bickers, you've got to let her hear the game.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. after we put these headphones on you, you're going to have about 50 seconds. And then we're going to put an inanimate object in front of you. And if you guess what it is within three guesses, you will win yourself something amazing. So put the headphones on. Don't get freaked out.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
What can you hear?
Can you hear anything? For the rest of you, you should know.
Good
that
start.
What we're about to do is we're about to reunite Sarah with her friend Jodie. She hasn't seen Jodie in 3 years. And so while she thinks she's getting an amazing prize, she's getting something even better. She's getting reunited with her friend Jodie. Jodie, I believe you cried when you heard you were coming here.
I did. I'm about to cry now.
Okay, that's good. Tears are great for radio. Get on up here. Okay, so just watch out for that.
You may have missed. You're not friends. You're cousins, aren't you?
We're cousins.
Yes, okay. That's how close you are.
We're very close.
Grab that microphone. Hold that. Okay, don't panic. You're shaking. But all your friend's going to do is she's going to touch you up quite a lot. I hope that's okay. So let's take the headphones off and just stay quiet.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, she's touching Carrie up now.
Okay, you're touching me right now. Just get the headphones off.
That's that boob that we were hoping wouldn't slip out.
That's fine, though. All right. It was nice.
Sarah,
it felt good.
Sarah, I'm going to hold this microphone near you.
Yep.
So you just need to turn slightly to your right. Just slightly, slightly. A bit more. And take about 2 steps forward. Put your hands up higher. And, okay. And you have one guess what you're touching.
a person.
Okay, do you know who that might be?
She's got...
No. Well, she's working her way down the bar there.
It's a wild
game. It's not Carrie.
No, but I love that
thanks.
I love that you went for boobs and then decided that.
No, I'm not sure.
Would you like to take off your blindfold and
see? Yes.
God, now you get me all emotional.
Guys, you know how I said tears are great for radio? Yeah. Silent tears are not so great.
Sarah, who is standing next to you?
My cousin, Jodie.
Your cousin, Jodie. Tell us a bit about Jodie.
Jodie's like a... Sorry. I lost my dad a couple of years ago. And before even that, I could only...
It's all right, mate.
Jodie and I have always been close. She's more than a cousin to me. But when I lost my dad, we connected so much more because she felt like she lost her dad that day too. So, and we haven't seen each other in so long. Yeah. She's got kids and a life and I don't.
And I understand, Jodie, for you growing up, Sarah's parents are like second parents to you.
Well, I'm going to get this right because every time I say it, it's wrong. Sarah's mum is my mum's sister, cousins, but her dad is my dad's brother. So it was two brothers
oh,
and two
wow.
that married. So we kind of...
You are like sisters.
And I've got a little one and you held up all of our three baby photos and it's just like history, oh. history, history. So
well, we know you guys have been waiting 3 years to have a champers together.
Oh, yes, we do.
The great news is you've got the rest of our party and night to go and get stuck in.
Now, just before, though, you go to have that champers, one of the requirements is of you... One of the requirements of you reuniting and getting to have champers is that you have to perform a duet,
yes.
Your favourite duet from season one of Australian
yes.
Idol.
And if you get it wrong, unfortunately, we split you back. Put you on separate.
No, that's not true. You don't have to sing anything. I mean, go for your life if you
what
do want to sing.
What about me?
Oh, there you go. Okay. Sarah, Jodie, go have such fun at our reunital party and so glad to see you guys back together
thank you
again.
So much.
Yeah, round of applause for Sarah, Jodie.
Watch out.
All thanks to Australian Lamb. It is Carrie and Tommy live from Sydney Harbour.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, we are live for the reunital party. Shout out, not selfies, we can have face to face this summer over some Australian Lamb.
Millsy is still here. Matho is still here. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Axel Whitehead?
Thank you very much. It is fantastic to be here. It's been a while since I've been in Sydney. The humidity, God, damn, it makes you sweat like a rapist, doesn't it?
Do you remember sweating all those years
strong
back?
Start.
I've moved on from
it. It was a wise move.
On the steps of the Opera House, were you sweating that night?
It was a sweaty night.
Yeah.
There was a lot of there was like a big breeze in the evening, and it was like one of those Beyonce sort of videos. The hair was flowing, and it was it was a big night.
It's you had the long hair back then, Axel.
Yeah.
What have you done now?
Well, I went for the M&M look and I've shaved it off and turned it blonde. I just thought, why not mix things up?
Is that what LA does to you?
It does. I'm vegan and I've dyed my hair blonde.
You were just saying you grew up on a farm, though.
I did, on a sheep farm and big promoter of lamb. Grew up crutching and shearing sheep and crutching the crap around a sheep's... A noose.
Okay, don't turn this on now.
We're going to eat this
no,
lamb.
But it's
lamb prices. Head, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Lamb prices are through the roof, and it is a fantastic product, and the Chinese are loving it, and all through Asia, and yes, eat more lamb. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Delish. Yeah, I'm so nervous.
Nothing like having a rogue guest on.
I know.
He's you
dangerous.
Scared everybody a few years ago when you did what you did. And so, like, you know, let's...
What
not,
did I do?
You crutched Australia. Yeah.
When you think back to 2003, for all of you here, like, well, Matho, what's your memory of Axel from back then?
Look, to be honest, I forgot he was season one. That's the truth. A lot of the seasons have blurred all together.
I mean, I thought Ricky Lee was season one, to be fair, too, and I was the biggest fan ever.
But here's the thing. You had all these, like, very young, talented attractive young blokes living in a house together. And you're
sorry, for the people listening at home, he pointed at me. Sorry.
They all live together.
They all live together in this house, hormones flowing, bit of alcohol, bit of excitement. It was just, it was a very tumultuous, it was a very tumultuous time. And, there was a lot of sexual energy in the air. That's what
but
I remember
on,
about these
house,
guys.
It was a guy's house energy. And a girl's house? Or they were
same house together. And a lot of them had never lived away from home before. Disgusting. So it was a
well, you'd never been on a plane. Yes.
Yeah, we had a security guard to keep the fans out and also to keep us in, but we snuck out a few times.
That's how times change. At my stand-up shows, I have security guards to keep the people who pay in as they're rushing for the doors. Has there been any idle babies that we know about?
Because
we've got one here. Bring them out.
Oh, you mean two idle contestants together reproducing?
Yes.
Oh, no. I always practice safe sex when I was on the show. So.
Milsey, what I love about that is most people would say, I didn't have sex on the show. But you said, I practice safe sex on the show.
Correct.
I don't think there are any babies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Well, the night's young.
That's a reunital party, isn't it? If out came a bubba.
I know. Yeah. Lock the door, throw our keys in a bowl, let's kick things off. Axel, are you a single man? Are you a family man?
No, I'm not a single man. My missus is over in the States. She gets here next week. She's a South African, Liesl Carstens. Beautiful, beautiful lady.
She'll love the name check.
I know. I'll tell you off air why I mentioned her name. But she's over next week. Met her about 6 years ago. Very happy indeed.
Great. Well, thank you again so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
We know it's a weird party, but we absolutely love. Carrie's frothing. She's trying to keep it composed, but she absolutely is losing her mind.
Mate, I used to tape. If I was going to miss 1 minute of it, I'd tape it.
Oh, mate, they don't need to know how.
No, tell us.
I loved it. I'd often watch it back. You know how people watch their footy games, their favourite game back?
Yeah.
Well, I'd watch if I liked the end. I'd watch it back again.
What was the one performance from that season which you would watch over and over and over again?
To be fair, anything Paulini did
the gold dress.
Lit this fire in me. And I was...
In your loins.
In my loins. She's so incredible, as you all are. But there was just something about Paulini, for me as a young girl at the time, that just blew my mind.
Because you're such a big fan... I've got a very special surprise for you.
You don't. I know she can't be here. It's very cruel of you to say that.
I'm going to be performing.
Bring out the gold dress.
Bring out the gold,
in the gold
ladies
dress.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please thank Action White and James Matheson and Rob Milsey Mills. We are live from Australia, Lamb from Sydney Harbour this afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
Being eaten, and we're joined by yet another stunning guest.
I know. Who would have thought when I suggested this idea a few months ago, let's get back together all of the season one Australian Idol contestants, my favourite ever season of Australian Idol. You looked at me and said you're mad, and here we are right next to the Opera House doing just that.
I still think you're mad, but it's fun.
Now, we are about to welcome a guest who has an absolute powerhouse of a voice. She's an incredible woman who had to pull out as she made it to the top three because of nodules. If you think about that as a young woman going through the entire process, only get to the very end and having to pull out, what that would have meant. I have so many questions. I have so many things I want to ask her. Would you please welcome to the show, Cosima DeVito.
Hey, guys. I'm so excited to be here.
So good to have you here. I'm so stoked
you didn't bring your nodules.
I know, I left them in the drawer. It's all good.
Before we chat to you, I want to take everyone back to that moment when you had to announce that you couldn't keep going.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks, I've noticed a certain huskiness appearing in your voice.
I've heard you so much better than that.
Unfortunately, I have a temporary condition that's affecting my voice. It's forced me to make the decision to leave the competition.
Do you remember how you felt at that time, at that moment?
Heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. I didn't know what to do, so I guess I just panicked and went, oh, my God, my voice, my voice, my voice. Yeah, so
and
I just...
Looking back on that, are you happy that you made that decision?
Oh, look, I'm happy. I'm happy. Idol for me was amazing. It was incredible. Even just coming back today and just seeing the guys and going, I know it's 17 years.
That's crazy.
But it just feels, oh, my God, 17 years ago. And I'm just looking at all of the guys going, we all look the same.
You do, though.
I feel like it's yesterday. It cannot be 17 years ago. It just can't. So, like, I've got the most incredible memories of that time. And that was just misfortune. That's all that was.
Costuma, really. you all look amazing, and I'm a bit disappointed.
Oh, God.
Because I was hoping someone would rock up and we'd go, geez, they have blown out. But you guys all look incredible. Are you all sharing, like, a nutrition secret?
Oh, look, I'll admit, I'm breastfeeding.
Oh, that's like, a secret.
I'm just going to write a book about, you want to lose weight, just breastfeed. It's the best.
Milsey was telling us before, don't worry, Milsey, I'm not going to share all of your secrets that you were telling us off air before, but he was telling us about living in the share house. What was your memory of living in the share house?
That was incredible. That was amazing. Oh, what a house. It was great. Like, we were all hanging out. There was like 12 of us. We had a personal chef. It was like living in this really amazing hotel, and it was hanging out, and you know what? We all had the same experience. We were all going through the same thing.
I don't think you had the same experience as Milsey by the sound of it.
He had a lot of fun, yeah, yeah.
Well, on the topic of breastfeeding. Costuma, you're going to stick around. We are going to have a chat to you afterwards, but we'd love if we can give you the moment that was so cruelly stripped away from you. You're going to sing a tune.
I am.
A tune that went number one.
Yeah. It is your version of a Cold Chisel classic.
Oh, love Cold Chisel.
When the War Is Over.
Yes.
Would you mind making your way up to front and centre stage? Ladies and gentlemen, what an absolute treat. You have just made noise, but would you please give it up one more time? Costuma DeVito!
Listen. Before we go forward, look, I'm sorry. I have to announce something to you. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to leave. No, I'm just kidding. Sing along if you know, yeah?
Ain't nobody gonna steal this heart away. When the war is over, got to get away. Pack my bags to no place and no time, no day. You and I, we used each other's shoulder, still so young, but somehow so much older. How can I go home and not get blown away? Trying to hold a trace of what it was back then. All around this chaos and madness, can't help feeling nothing more than sadness. Only choice to face it the best I can. So young, but somehow so much older.
How can I go home and not get blown away? Ain't nobody gonna steal this heart away. Ain't nobody gonna steal this heart away. Ain't nobody gonna steal this heart away.
Sydney Harbour. Oh, God, I've got goosebumps. That was incredible.
Damn, Cosma.
Oh, my God. Wow. Is it possible to sound better than you did in 2003? That is phenomenal. Oh,
I'm older.
And wiser.
And wiser.
Wow. How does that feel?
Amazing. You guys are incredible. Thank you. Thank you for making me feel so special. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Bang.
I saw tears in his eyes. Seriously, that was just...
It was real great.
Oh.
But, of course, you didn't stop making music when...
No.
You were still making new tunes now.
I did. I still have been gigging, but I just took a little bit of time off just to hang out with my baby girl.
Aww.
Just to be a mum, as you know. But I've still been out there. But, yeah, I've got some incredible music out.
What have you got coming out?
Well, I've just written a tune for my little girl, and I've got some dance music and some ballad. Look, I'm a balladeer. I love my ballads. So.
What's your song for your little girl, or you can't say yet?
It's called Dare to Live.
Oh,
but yeah.
Imagine having your mum be able to sing you that at bedtime.
Here's the thing that's dangerous, Cosima.
Tell me.
Kids are so brutal. And they're also so fickle.
What if
what if you put all your energy into this song and your kid just goes, oh, mum, it's so embarrassing.
Sing Mary Had a Little
Lamb. I know, right? But she will do that, won't she?
Yeah,
I know.
Baby Shark back on, mum.
Oh, my God, that's all she sings. Yeah. Oh, baby shark. My God, it's coming out of my ears. But I'm excited because I'm going to the Wiggles next month. I don't know who's more excited, me or her, really. I have all my movements down packed, so it's all good.
What are your Wiggles movements? The finger. I meant to say the fingering. I didn't mean that. The finger thing.
I went to a party dressed as Emma Wiggle, and I think it was my daughter's favourite day ever.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
She's amazing, Emma.
Oh, I love her.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about Emma Wiggle. We're here to talk about you. Thank you so much for coming to our reunital party. Oh, it wouldn't have been a reunital party without you here. You are incredible.
So much.
All
that
the best
amazing.
With your new music
thank
and everything.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and
thank
thanks for lighting up our TVs all those years ago.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Cosma DeFrino. Don't go anywhere. Something very special coming up next is Carrie and Tommy live from Sydney Harbour.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy's reunital party live from Sydney Harbour.
Now, sorry, just dropping my mic.
Because he's throwing stuff. She's drunk
Wardrobe
already.
Malfunction at the beginning. No mic now. I'm a pro.
Obviously, this party is about getting the members of Australian Idol Season 1 back together.
Yes.
But as we've had already, it's also about getting some long-lost friends back together. Rachel joins us now. G'day, Rachel.
Hello.
How are you?
Excited.
We had so many beautiful people write in and ring in with reasons why they wanted to see maybe family members, people they used to work with, people they just don't see and love and want to be reunited with.
Yes. And could you tell us about who you're missing in your world?
So my best friend is Fenita. She lives in Brisbane.
Yeah.
We actually became good friends over the internet, so that's where we met.
Yeah.
Wow.
How long has it been since you guys have seen each other?
Probably about 4 years.
Wow.
Now, I have to apologise firstly because I feel like it was slightly mean of us playing earlier in the day. You saw two people get reunited that haven't seen each other in a long time, and I want to draw your expectations down a bit because obviously we couldn't reunite everybody that was lost. It would cost us a fortune. But we could organise
something
special for you. So if you wouldn't mind shutting your eyes, and this will feel like almost the real thing, if you wouldn't mind shutting your eyes and just having a listen to this.
Hi, Rachel.
Rachel, it's Vanita, your best friend. I'm really sorry I couldn't be there to be reunited with you today, but I know you'll have a wonderful time. Sending you a big squishy hug, and we'll have to arrange to get together soon. I love you, I miss you, but I have arranged a little surprise for you. Turn around now.
And here she is. Vanessa is here to give Rachel a surprise. Hey, Vanetta.
I'm sorry I lied.
Come and have a sit on the couch next to Rach.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Rachel's in shock right now.
Yeah, she's been pulling my leg all day.
Has she? Yeah. What has she been doing?
Oh, she had some development for work.
I'm in a medical professional development meeting today.
Does that mean because you're not there, people are dying?
Probably. That'll be right.
That's all right. Worth the radio content. Good to have you here.
What I love about you guys is when season one of Australian Idol was on, one of the things I used to love to do was all of my girlfriends and I would watch it either together, or I'm from WA. They'd often watch it in WA and I'd watch it in Melbourne where I was living at the time. And it was something we would do together. And in this day and age, people don't do that anymore. We've got Netflix. Everyone's watching stuff on their own. But I was reading that you guys actually watch movies together at the same time but in different states. Is that right?
We do, yes. And we watch our favourite TV shows.
Yeah.
We would make sure we were both at home and message or ring each other and stay on the phone
the
whole
that's
movie.
Adorable.
It is absolutely adorable. So what do you guys do now? I mean, I know it's been many years, but what are you going to do? What's on the cards? Because, Vanetta, you've known about this. So have you planned anything?
Well, I'm staying till as late as I can tonight so we can hang out.
Right.
Oh, sorry, I have to go straight home now.
I'll just go back down in the green room with Noel and Dilsey. I'll be right.
Oh, out.
The secret's out.
What is it about each other that you love so much? Obviously, good friends are hard to come by, the ones that you know are going to be friends for life. That's what you guys have here. What is it about each other?
You're going to let me answer that one. I just think we're just, like, we're complete dags. We love that about each other. Not shy about telling each other secrets and how much we care about each other.
Tell us a secret.
Well, and
I'm nervous.
I know a lot. Just, yeah, we just love Australian live music.
Yeah.
And that's something that
brought
us together.
Oh, well, you're at the perfect event then, aren't you?
Absolutely. And that's brought us together, and we really just love sharing those things. Like, if Rachel goes to a concert here in Sydney and it's on TV, I'm at home glued to the TV going, there she is, there she is, there she is. And the same, like, if I'm at something in Brisbane, she does the same thing.
And so because we were hiding you just yes. then, did you miss out on seeing the performances so
I
far?
I did. I was listening downstairs.
Oh,
I was quite
Cosima?
Surreal.
See, once again.
I've got my phone on the live feed and Shannon, Noel and Axel and I are all just crowded around listening to it together. So
see,
that's pretty cool.
So the radio content was good for us. We really deprived you of your dream
you
of Australian live music.
Tommy, I'm just not going to forgive you now.
She was hanging out with
her. No, and also you're here in time because we have another performance coming up. So you've arrived at a good time.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't go away. Plenty more still to come.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
From Sydney Harbour, doing it all thanks to Aussie Lamb, Shet Lamb, Not Selfies. Reconnect face to face this summer.
And oh, you're missing something saucy.
I know, we've had some special guests, but none have quite set the women alight in the room like this man. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Shannon Noel!
There's ladies that put up their dresses for you, Shannon. Oh, Millsy's not happy.
I'm sorry, Millsy's just down there.
Oh, wow.
Did you bring me here just for this bit? No,
to be honest, I thought you went back downstairs. If I knew you were still in the room, Millsy, I never would have said that. I'm so sorry.
Snap.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
Shannon and I have just been catching up. I've learned a lot in a short few minutes. I asked, Shannon was saying that he's got four kids now.
Yes.
And he said the oldest is going to festivals, the youngest is starting solids. That's how big the gap is. And then I said, why did you go for the fourth? And what did you say?
My wife, we tried after my daughter and it didn't work. So she sort of went, well, you don't work. And I went, well, okay. And she went, well, the doctor said, I've got the ovaries of a 21-year-old, so it can't be me, so it must be you. So then I went into the jungle. I went, okay, yeah. Now I went into the jungle and I put it down to the detox, but it's a very close environment. There's no locks on any doors, so there wasn't a lot of...
Not a lot of private time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 42 days.
Yeah, and then he came out and then...
So you were a damn wall.
Yeah, I came out firing on all cylinders.
And now you've got your beer.
It's the first... Get out of the way of the tsunami.
Yeah, exactly right. Wallpaper City.
How different a dad are you now to 18 years ago?
Very much so. Like, my wife's a wonderfully strong woman. Thank God for that. She's had, you know, 5 children to deal with.
Mate, also, you after being in the jungle a long time. Yeah. She'd have to be a strong woman.
Yeah, exactly. But, she said to me one time, she said, you're different than you were with the other kids, you know. And I sort of look at it and I go, I really put it down, I feel like the grandparent this time, because, like, when you see grandparents with their grandchildren, they're so much more in the moment because, you know, when you're young and you're providing for a family, you don't realise how fleeting it is.
Yeah.
It happens so – they grow up so quick and then when you have the second time around, you're as your grandparent would, you're sort of really in the moment.
You're not that old, mate.
No, I know, but I love that because I really realise how much I missed with the first – with the older ones now, you know, and I don't want to do that again, you know, so I'm sort of – him and I get on like a house on fire. He's a little legend. So, I want to stay home. Well, every gig is going to be have to be at my house from now on.
I'm a big fan of an afternoon gig.
Yeah.
As you get older. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, let's do a 5 o'clock session.
Great. Yeah, fantastic.
Short and sharp.
Yeah, yeah. Get to it.
That's right.
Next time you see Nolsey, if he's only doing 1 minute versions of all his songs. You know, he just loves his family and wants to get home.
Don't hate me for loving the family.
No. Hey, mate, you are still smashing out great tunes. We've got a bit of your brand new one, Long Live the Summer.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, mate.
I mean, it's
the sound of Australia, isn't it, Nolsey's voice?
Yeah.
It really is.
Thank you, I appreciate that. The only problem with that one was that we put that out there with the worst bushfire season of all time. So long live the...
But you're a man of the land. You know full on it's all been.
100%, yeah. I was telling someone the other day that they said, have you ever had any experience with bushfires, you know? And I remember one time I was 14 playing cricket with the seniors and there's blokes running around the paddock fighting the fire in their cricket whites. Yeah. You know, and there was a young policeman out there at the time. He was new to town, and there was 40 sheep got caught up in the fire, and so their lips and their hoofs were burnt off. So they said, you've got to put them out of your misery. And the only person with a gun's the policeman. So give us your gun. He's going like, I've got to count for all these bullets, you know. And they're going like, just give us your gun, mate. You can't. You've got to put them. So this policeman's walking around shooting all these sheep.
It's took quite a hectic turn.
Yeah.
So, Nolsey, would you consider then, if you're worried about Long Live the Summer, would you consider, because winter also comes at its own time.
Yeah.
It's floods as well. Oh,
no,
so
no.
Would you really consider changing the lyrics?
Long
live the summer or winter or whatever season you need right now.
That's right, 100%, mate. Whatever works, you know what I mean? But obviously we meant no offence with the summertime lyric, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think anybody takes it that. Hey, we do have more to chat to you about.
Yeah, awesome.
But would you mind? Mm. We have a microphone here. We also have a crowd of people who are just willing to get it.
When we asked what you were going to sing and you said you're going to sing What About Me, you said would Carrie and Tommy sing along. Now, two things we have to tell you, disclaimers, neither of us can sing. So we've decided you need to just sing a little bit without us for the sake of all these beautiful people and the people listening that just want to hear a good singer.
You can be the eye candy.
And then we will all come along with you on the ride.
Yeah, okay. The room will rise up.
Yeah.
Nolsey, ditch that microphone, jump onto this one here.
You just got to let us know when it comes time for us to get involved, okay?
I know. We can sense the moment, mate. We're shopping.
No, we'll get involved at the wrong time and then we'll,
Make sure you catch Shannon Noll live on April 3rd at the Bridge Hotel in Sydney. Get your tickets now at tickets.austix.com.au.
I've got the lyrics here. Do you need the lyrics or you got it? You got it? You know it. Okay.
Right, now, sing along, everybody. Come on.
Oh, yes.
And isn't even boy waiting at the counter of a corner shop. He's been waiting down there, waiting half the day. They never ever see him from the top. He gets pushed around, knocked to the ground. He gets to his feet and he says, what about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough, now I want my share. Can't you see I wanna live? But you just take more than you give. There's a pretty girl serving at the counter of a corner shop. She's been waiting back there,
would dream her dream again and nothing ever stop. Well, she's not too proud to cry out loud. She runs to the street and he screams, what about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough, now I want my say. Can't you see? I want to live, but you just take more than you give. So take a step back and see a little people. Now I'm standing on the corner and the world's gone home. Nobody's changed, nobody's been saved. And I'm feeling cold and alone. I guess I'm lucky, I smile a lot. But sometimes I wish for more. Then I'm gone. What about me?
Oh, Tommy put his back out of that.
I've just been absolutely Knowlesy. Oh, my gosh. Bloody hell. I've got into things before Knowlesy, but...
I've never seen your moves like that before.
I mean, somehow I made myself pregnant with that. Wow, Knowles.
I reckon we got time for a song or should we do something special?
What do you mean we just had the most epic...
No,
I'm actually interested.
I need time to regroup. I'm sweaty.
Well, I'm interested. Milzy.
I joined in there, guys. Sorry. Yes. I get so proud every time I see Shannon at a gig or every time Shan comes over the news. I could not be more proud of Shan.
And vice versa too, but mate, I've seen you doing so great with all the musicals and that sort of stuff too.
You guys, this is a
reunital party. It's about you all being here together.
I really appreciate that too. You know, just seeing some of the guys out the back and having a yarn and just going all of a sudden the memories start flooding back. You know, it's a really amazing thing, and I'm stoked that all the guys that came here, it's just a shame the rest of them couldn't turn up, you know what I mean?
But, nah, bugger them, Knowlesy, bugger
them. We don't need them, mate. This is your time to shine. Forget Guy Sebastian.
I'm definitely texting Guy. I'm texting Guy.
We
right
love
now.
You, Guy.
I'm really interested. Mills, you got up there and you're like, let's get the Knowlesy.
You've got to get the Knowlesy
going straight away.
That's the only move ever.
It's one of my favourite moves. I've used it in my gigs now. like a little brother.
Yeah, 100%.
Paying respect to my big bro, Shan.
It's so good.
Knowlesy, it's iconic.
Is there something in return? We've heard about Millsy's dancing. Is there something when you think of Millsy performing? He obviously, when he thinks of you, goes straight to the fist. Is there something that you think of with Millsy where you go, that's vintage Mills?
Oh, you know, just his laugh and his character. You know, yeah. He was always so bubbly and young and so vibrant when we were I had a couple of kids at the time. I was going like, I need this to get a job and put some food on the table. You know, he was just going like, I'm loving every second of this. I'm going like, damn, sometimes I wish I was him.
As I said, he told us some great stories before off air.
He taught me everything I know.
Now, there was one moment, though, that one of our listeners called up and reminded us of that happened during Oz Idol Season 1. Have a listen.
It was their second concert after the TV series. In Melbourne.
Oh, because they toured. That's right.
Yes. And I actually jumped in a limo window and I landed on Shannon Knoll's lap. and Robert Mills was in the back of the limo.
Millsy!
And he took a photo of me.
Wow. I've never seen two blokes so nervous. They were just looking at me then like, stop, I don't know where this goes.
And well, who are you bringing out?
Yeah. I was just thinking, I didn't know you could jump into a limo and take your top off so fast.
Yes.
I'm joking.
That listener's voice is, Kira, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Kira.
Good on you, darling. Good to see you again.
Now, Kira, the thing I love about you is that I got up and offered you my seat on the couch here and you looked me in the eyes and shook your head and went and sat in between Millsy and Noel.
You're finally getting to relive that moment properly. You don't have to dive headfirst into a limo here. You're getting to sit between two of your favourite men in Australia. Oh, I'm going to kiss from Shannon Noel and from Millsy.
I laughed. I was doing the gig. I think it was in Perth one time and there's this lady there and she kept sort of like really... opening your legs a lot, and I sort of and then I sort of obviously I didn't mean to, but I'd had a closer look, and she had a massive big tattoo of my face on one side, and a massive big tattoo of Millsy's face on the other side. You know what I mean? There was a throw in the middle. So that must have been guys. Yes.
At least he's here.
No, there wasn't a problem. I'm just
that in there. That's how times have changed. There'd never be a pro in the middle now. It's Peter Garrett in the middle now.
Okay.
I'm sorry, have I gone too far?
Get to recreate that moment and you can have your photo together.
I should point out, it was a limousine that you were talking about.
It was a limo.
We do have
budget. In the back seat because Millsy took the photo.
Yeah, but budget restrictions have changed. We want to reenact the photo, but it's a Hyundai i30. Good luck.
Yes, no worries.
Well, it's been great having you guys there. We're going to let you go for a sec and regroup because we have a very special performance coming up. So stay tuned at our Reunion Idol party, season one of Australian Idol. They're all here, and perhaps they may just be about to all perform for us.
Give it up for Millsy, Nolsey and Kira live from Sydney Harbour. It's Carrie and Tommy's Reunion Idol party.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little live from Sydney Harbour for our Reunion Idol party. All thanks to Aussie Lamb. Share Lamb, not selfies. Reconnect face to face this summer.
And I mean, what an arbor it's been, Bickers.
You've made all my dreams come true.
I mean...
Is that too much?
Too much. But it's amazing.
It's so good.
The guys are joining us here on the couch. Millsy, I was going to throw over to you for the next introduction because obviously we know that some of you are friends and we know that very publicly you're friends, but I saw you when you first started chatting to you this afternoon, you spotted someone in the crowd and your eyes lit up and I thought it'd be nice if you introduced yourself.
Well, it's Big Stu Campbell here. Yeah. You might know from... if you've been up on the Gold Coast, you would have heard Big Stu on 92.9 Hot Tomato.
A long time ago.
Yeah, Stu's, we were in the top 40 together. And once again, I got lots of big brothers from the show. Stu's one of them. We've always kept in touch throughout the years and still performing these days at the Outback Spectacular. How's it going, mate?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, I was in radio for a while, probably about 15 years after Idol, went straight into
Listen
that.
Listen to that voice, guys.
I know. It's just beautiful.
I just need you to say the sentence, and if you're sitting back with a wine, enjoy that.
Smooth FM if you're listening.
Yeah, enjoy that wine. It's a cool but comfortable 22 degrees. Chance of a shower. Yeah.
And I lied before. I said Neil Diamond is actually the best Tom Jones. Can we just have a little bit of...
Give us a bit of Tom Jones. Come on, please.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Top 40.
For the kids.
I've never wished more that I could sing, seeing all this talent in one spot. Like,
give it a go, because
It is such a unique gift, and I don't think you realised at the time what you were doing for all of us, but what you do as performers, I know I'm getting deep, but honestly, music is just food for the soul, and you guys all do it. You've got such beautiful
I reckon the first series was so wonderful because, speaking from all of us, none of us had an absolute clue what was coming from 1 minute to the next. So we're all like deer in the headlights, and I think everybody listening at home were the same. these days sort of thing with the reality TV a lot, I think, you know, they're already pre-prepared. They know how it's going to go down. Yep, they're already ready for it. That's what made it so honest with us, I think. Was everyone at home was going like, wow, what's going to happen next? And we were all going like, wow, what's going
to
happen next?
Yeah. Okay, they were trying to find storylines and we didn't even know what our storylines were.
I've got a suggestion. You know how there's Survivor All-Stars? I think we need to bring back Australian Idol.
I don't want to say we did that with The Masked Singer last year and I beat Paulini, that's okay.
Probably
need to listen.
Different show, mate.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like it.
I do too. I love it. It's great on you.
All right. Well, this would only have been made possible it wouldn't have been made possible if it wasn't for Australian Lamb, who came on board and said, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "My dream is to reunite all the singers from season one, my favourite season of Australian Idol." And they did make it possible. So a huge round of applause for Australian Lamb.
Meet Trace for everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think we've got you here. I mean, Axel, Millsy, Knowlesy, Cosima, oh my God, guys, get involved. Right, get involved. Big Stew, Big Stew, Big Stew.
Think season one, you think the song Rise Up.
Double platinum, Carrie.
Double platinum. So performing Rise Up, get yourselves up, you better rise up.
Now, Stu and I are only sort of top 20 or something. Now, we didn't get the privilege of seeing this, so we'll be seeing very loud BBs.
We don't know this one, but we'll give it a crack.
Axel Whitehead and Stu, this is your time to perform Rise Up. Come up to the front.
You guys have got the lyrics, guys. You guys have got the lyrics, right?
Oh, actually, we do somewhere.
We actually do.
Hang on, yeah.
How funny. Let's get the lyrics out for you guys.
16 years ago.
Here we go. Here's one.
Share that.
He's got one he prepared earlier.
It was the greatest.
I've got my lemonade. Professional.
Reunion Idol party ever. Thanks to Australian Lamb. It has been an absolute ball. Taking us out today, singing Rise Up, is the cast of season one of Australian Idol.
Come on, sing it with us, please.
Rise up to the sky. Rise up.
Great. Carrie, you haven't sung along yet. Carrie, come on. Come on.
come on.
Rise up over higher mountains. Rise up, rise up. Rise up, rise up to the sky.
Make some noise for Carrie and Tommy.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up is done for another day, time to disconnect and share the lamb. This summer, Lamb is bringing Australia together, chop by chop. For recipe inspiration, visit australianlamb.com.au. This summer, share lamb, not selfies.